Big Mike.
Bows.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, hey, baby.
What's good, Ange?
We're in a different room today, so the phone system's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Well.
What's up?
I mean.
Hey, what up? What's good?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, what is your situation right now, Steph?
Who, me? Oh, thank you, bro. You helped me out, man. Helped me out more than anything.
Nah, I'm just saying to you right now, like, because I don't know what, like, I didn't hear anything.
Wait, about
I'm a free agent, man.
Huh?
I'm a free agent.
You're a free agent.
Wait,
yeah,
is this
I'm a free agent.
Is this the first time you two have spoken?
This is the first time we had a conversation, period.
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, being a free agent, you know what I think would be the best person to broker a deal for you right now?
You.
50 Cent.
You keep breaking up, Ange.
You hear what? Can you hear me?
Just come again.
You know who I think would be the best person to broker a deal for you right now?
Nah, you would say you. You wouldn't work for me, homie.
I'll broker the deal for you.
Nah, I don't need no. You help me out, bro. See, you gotta. Like, I mean, let me be real with you, bro.
Yeah.
I like you. Like, I like the old 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I dug you a lot. You was like a cool cat.
This is
but
the beginning.
I think
beginning,
you got
right?
Two industry. Like, when I hear you on the radio and stuff, like, nah, I don't get mad. I ain't like them other rappers. We don't get mad. You know, we don't get mad at the lyrics or nothing.
You know what it is?
But you can't laugh like when I hear you laugh, like that Preem got convicted.
Big Mike.
Yeah.
That ain't right, bro. You know, we supposed to be from the hood, like.
I don't care nothing about, listen. If you
know what I'm saying? Nah, let me speak for a minute. You can talk right after me, huh? Let me just get my little piece off. Let me just give you something from the ghetto, like from my perspective.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
You can't like laugh at brothers like who get convicted. And you know, like what you did in the rap game was impeccable. It was incredible. Hats off to you. Salute. You sold 10 mil, came back, sold 5 mil, made G-Unit. You did a lot. You did a lot for the game. You did a lot of people didn't do. But I think you forgot where you're from, or you don't really know where you're from no more, because everything is, you're sitting here talking about the majors, the indies. First of all, if somebody ain't going to sell like you or Ludacris or Eminem or the big guys,
they ain't going to make
really
no money.
Gonna make too much money on the major. You're going to get like 90-some cents off an album.
You're right.
But if you go to Koch, you're going to get $7.
You're not going to make $7.
No, you can make $7, bro.
I put it like this. Listen, we could get the people from Koch in here right. We can get them in here right now.
And we don't got to do all that.
I got audits of different. You don't think I would go get the $7?
I don't know.
You right now, I would go get the $7.
You're on Interscope now.
I'm talking about everybody that I sign. Every new act, every new artist. Why would I bring them there if I could get $7 off it?
Mm-hmm.
Not,
I don't know. You must got a hook up with Jimmy. Maybe you can get more than that over there.
They're not going to give up $7, B. It ain't going to be $3.
You did a lot, brother. You did a lot in the game. They might give you know, I can't say, but what I could say, though, is, like if you did stop my record, which you say you did, like, if you ain't like me from the streets, you can't not like me, and I can't
I ain't
really
stop
not
your
like
record.
You, because I don't know you, and you
I ain't
don't
stop
know
your
me.
Record. Listen, I don't dislike anybody enough to stop them from eating, period. I don't know if you got kids. I don't know how you feed them.
All right, that's cool.
I don't know what you do. Like, I wouldn't do that. And one for one, Jimmy.
I don't think Jimmy would
love,
do that neither, but I'm
they love the money so
say.
Much that they would not.
But you did say.
You said it.
On
but
the
you,
air.
What you say,
that
dog.
You wanted him pushed back.
No, I'd like to see him get pushed back. Not pushed off the label.
Now, I didn't say you pushed me
game,
off.
Listen, look.
I didn't say you pushed me off,
right? Right. That's like game.
But
look,
you having the power to push me back? That ain't, you know, that shows you're a strong artist, and I do tip my hat to you. I do tip my hat and salute to you. You're a strong artist, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. But there's people like me. Let me tell you something about people like me, dog. My joint went 80,000.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I care, because I wish I would have sold a million. Don't let me lie too much. I wish you would have sold a million. But if it don't sell a million, it don't sell a million. I make music. I'm stars. I walk the streets. Like, I'm in the streets.
They're going to always appreciate what you do.
But just, so no. long as I'm decent. And I'm
somebody,
making a little something. I don't need to have the 6 cars in my lot.
No, I need them.
You know?
That's what we changed. That's where I changed that. Let me tell you something. Like, I agree. If you say that I'm a different person, anybody say that money don't change them, they just didn't make enough.
You
they just didn't
right,
make enough.
Man,
I'm telling
enough,
you that the industry, what you hear from me that makes me feel, appear industry styles, is the new information.
That's
that
true,
I'm
though,
giving.
I'm good, dog.
And this is only. This is
head,
only.
Cars, 2 beautiful kids. Family, wife,
and you're straight.
And in the street, I got the utmost respect.
When I was,
and I got loyalty from those who are around me.
Then you
and
good.
I got a couple people who die for me, and a couple people who kill for me.
That's good.
You know what
that's
I'm
good. Then you in pocket. But what I'm saying to you is, I didn't know exactly what was going on with you, and to have you out there like with nothing. That's not what I intended for.
Nah,
not
you
for
can't you. Do that, Jimmy. Not for can't nobody. Do that. No record company in the world could do that. I'm stars. I'm from the streets.
All right, we got to grind it out.
You had a lot of power. I mean, you showed me something that you could push. That you could push me back, or even had the power to scare the building. Because I don't think Jimmy did it. I want to know.
How do you know? How Styles? Can I ask you a question? How do you know? Like, how do you know that 50 pushed you back and not feel a way about that?
I can stop a record from going out of cut.
No, but I'm asking how he could not feel.
Because Ange, what he put me through. What he put me through, Ange, if you don't kill me, you can only make me stronger. So him pushing me back got me on my P's and Q's and got me on my toes, and that helped me get off the majors. See, because I ain't going to sell him $10 million he going to sell. I ain't going to sell him $5 million he going to sell. I ain't going to make them songs. But, like, as you know, I am one, probably the best hardcore lyricist. I am the best hardcore lyricist, point blank. Other stuff, everybody got me else on, but hardcore, I am the best. So I ain't going to sell them $5 million. I ain't going to sell them $10 million. So I ain't going to make that money that 50 made or whoever else M made. Or I ain't going to be, they ain't gonna respect me like at that over there, like how they respect them.
Let me ask you this.
Like I said, this is the industry and they respect money.
Hold up, Styles. Would you, because at the beginning of this, 50 said he wanted to broker this. Would you ever consider doing business with 50 Cent?
He said he don't care about the money no more.
No, I love money. I just tell you, I take respect over money. I ain't saying I don't care about money.
Would you ever do business with 50?
I would do business with him, but I wouldn't let him broker my deal. I'm a man. We could do some other business or something. I'm a man like he is. He can't do nothing to affect me. He did affect me.
Check this out, Scott.
I'm into making money. He want to make some money. He could call Styles up and make some money.
We definitely going to talk about it. I don't want
to make me blind and not make, want to make no money.
Nah.
You want to make some money?
I love this grown man conversation.
Listen, look, Scott.
You want to get it in? I'm the hardest.
We got to have this conversation at the office.
All right.
We got to finish this conversation at the office because we'll be on this all night, Styles.
All right, but you know, but I just wanted to thank you. Hold it down. I just want to tell you from me.
This is going
come
great.
Back to the streets, bro.
Yeah. I'm on the street. I'm on the street.
What do you feel about that?
If you was broke and you was in Queens and you from Southside and you from the hood, everybody, like, I ain't just blaming you because to tell you the truth, mostly all y'all rappers is like that now. It's like,
you mean the ones that made some money?
Cars, this and that. What about the people back in the ghetto? We all came from where your mother and father
and everybody's trying to get out of there.
Yeah, you trying to get out, but now you better than somebody because you got six bands.
Ain't nobody say you was better than him. I just feel like I'm in a great space.
I'm just saying how you talk, how you sound. I'm just telling you how you come off.
Oh, that's your perception.
I'm a little ignorant, too, because I come off like real on the street. But you come off too rich, bro. Bring
too
it
rich.
Back down, man.
All right, I'm going to try the ghetto.
Try the ghetto, man. Call me up, man.
Try the ghetto. We're going to talk, and you're going to teach me how to do that.
Yeah,
the ghetto,
man.
And I'm going to teach you how to make that deal better. Watch.
So,
Koch,
so
watch this. How about this? How about this? Why you got me talking? How about I can stop a record at Koch?
I believe you could. You know why? Because you're in that right hand man. You got the good right hand man. Like, I know who your right hand man is. You could probably stop damn near any record. But you can't stop me on the street.
No. I don't want to. I don't want to stop you.
I will hope you win.
All right, let's end this nice.
Yeah, we're gonna call. We're gonna talk at the office.
Feeling a little, yeah. Are you really? Do you really?
Yes.
Styles.
No, I don't do offices. You can meet me in the hood.
Well, we come to your hood. I come to your hood.
You don't come to my hood. I come to your hood.
All right. I would love to be a fly on the wall.
I come to your hood.
Yeah. Well, we'll sit down and talk about it.
All right. Hold on, baby. Thanks for calling, Styles.
No doubt.
All right.
Part two.